we shot. 2 Kings 9. We'll read verse number 2 to 3. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings is in the Old Testament. 2 Kings is after 1 Kings. Chapter 9, verse 2 to 3. Have you found it? And when thou comest thither, look out there. Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, go in and make him arise up from among his brethren. Carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it upon his head. And say, thus saith the Lord, I've anointed the king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. I want to preach briefly on what I titled, The Unction is in a Hurry. Help me tell someone, the unction is in a hurry. You can say that to 7 people, it will be better for me. Say, the unction is in a hurry. Preach that to 7 people. There are oil that comes upon a man's head and it takes time to produce. There are oil that will come upon a man's head and you see the result 10 years later. But there is a category of oil that comes on a man's head, and the very day it comes on the man's head, that same day it begins to produce. The kind of unction that comes upon a man's life, and that same day it changes his story. I am yet to release that unction that will work for someone in a hurry. I am yet to release that unction that will work for someone with speed. Somebody said, the unction is in a hurry. He said, anoint him. As soon as you anoint him, run. Because as the anointing touches his head, it starts working. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, the Bible says Samuel took a vial of oil, a flask, a horn, and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came on him from that. Let me tell 5 people, it is in a hurry. I said aloud, it is in a hurry. Study my Bible. When Samuel met Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 2, and in verse 1 of chapter 10, the Bible says Samuel took a vial of oil and poured upon the head of Saul. Verse 2, he said to Saul, when you are departed from me today, somebody shout today. He was trying to say, Saul, this anointing doesn't take time. It's a category of unction that works in a hurry. Maybe you came here single. When the power hits you, somebody will engage you on your seat. You didn't hear what I said now. I said, somebody will engage you on your seat. My God, you didn't get me. I said, when the power hits you, right where you are standing, someone will ask for your account number. This service does not need to end before the unction begins to work. This service doesn't need to end before your testimony appears. This service doesn't need to end before your new song begins. This service doesn't need to end before you get a turnaround. This service doesn't need to end before Jehovah advertises you. This service doesn't need to end before you get a new story. Somebody say, it is in a hurry. As soon as you anoint him, run! Because the kind of oil is not the oil that has incubation period. This oil has no incubation. That's what's coming upon you tonight. As you are anointed, Young men will not take time to die. They die instantly. As you are anointed, your pregnancy will not take time. It happens instantly. As you are anointed, your visa will take time. It happens instantly. Somebody say, the option is in a hurry. Take your seat. Jehu was an ordinary man sitting with his brothers. But when unction came, guess what the Bible says? It says, God said to Elisha, to one of the sons of the prophets, he said, go there. Pick him out from the midst of his brethren. Anointing separates people. Pick him out from the midst. Unction. My God, you are not like your younger brother. You are not like your younger sister because you are anointed. You are not like others in the family because you are anointed. You are not like those who have gone ahead of you because you are anointed. You are not like your father because you are anointed. You are not like your brothers because you are anointed. You are not like those ahead because you are anointed. Thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Somebody say, I am different from others. Say, I am different from others. Because of the unction. Watch this. Watch this. He was with people. He was with people. You see, and the unction picked him. Someone is about to be single. Because Hebrews 1:9, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Wherefore God, even thy God, has anointed him with oil of gladness above. I read the book some time ago. A man said, God has no favorite, but God has choices. Am I talking to somebody? God has preferences. Jacob have I loved. Jacob have I loved. Even before they were born. They were in their womb, yet he knew their character before birth. God did not hate Esau's person. He hated his ways. Hated his character. In the womb. God, watch this. When God was about to pick Jehu, God sent a man. For God to reach a man, he must send a man. God sent a man. He didn't pour the oil from above. He gave it to someone. What you are looking for is with somebody. I'm telling you. What you are looking for is in the hand of someone. You need a contract. Somebody is holding it. My God. You need a contract. Somebody is holding it. You need financial favor. Someone is holding it. But this is what I like. Jehu sat on his own. Quiet. When God showed me this path, it was so exciting. He sat on his own. The helper. Ayandabaha. Open your hand. Can I give you this prophecy? In the next 24 hours, you don't understand. It is because of you that the election was moved forward. It is because of you. Because God was saying, you cannot be having your testimony and people are voting. Because in the next 24 hours, my God, heaven is about to concentrate on you. I say, after this oil comes, you will dance without the music. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God say yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Favor is is on your side. Anointing is on your side. When he lifts a man up, no one can put him down. When he decorates a man, no man can strip him naked. When he beautifies a man, no man can make him ugly. He's the El Shaddai, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the one that laid the beams of his chamber, even upon the water. He walked upon the wings, on the wind as a chariot. He spread the heavens as a curtain. Yeshua HaMashiach, there is an anointing in this house today. If they have delayed you before, you are about to be fast forwarded. Somebody say, Lord, say, Lord, fast forward me. Say, Lord, say, Lord, fast forward me. Say, Lord, say, Lord, say, Lord, fast forward me. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. I don't know how long they have kept you on the spot. Wherever they have pressed pause, listen to this. Wherever they have pressed pause, I press fast forward. As wherever they press pause, I press fast forward.
There is someone here for one baby that you lost. You are about to get four at once.
I just heard that from God. For one you lost, you are about to get four at once.
Amen.
A record breaking testimony. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Somebody shout, he's in the hurry.
He's in the hurry.
Take your seat, please.
When God wants to touch a man,
he sends. The problem of Israel was not Pharaoh, it was Moses. So wrong, Moses was running, Pharaoh was reigning. I told you when David confronted what others could not confront, that was when the leadership of Israel changed. That was why killing him, Saul had 21 opportunities, David rather, had 21 opportunities to kill Saul, but he didn't. 21 times. Let him go. Because why will I bother you when I already have the throne?
He said, as soon as you touch
him, open the door.
Take off!
Because even you that anointed him will be his first casualty. Meaning you that anointed him, you are finished if you stay. There are men who are carriers of strange, terrific, fast-forwarding unctions. You come around them without an agenda, you are slaughtered.
There is an anointing
that works with speed. I don't know, but I know we have it here. I don't know about you, but I know there is an unction here that works in a hurry. We have made location immaterial. Am I talking to somebody? That even witches and wizards in this town are praying for this ministry. Because they know the economic value it brings to their business. I've seen men in government call me many times. Say, Apostle, I want to build a hotel in Auchi. I said, go ahead. They said, what do you mean, go ahead? It's because of you. I said, why? Me? Why? He said, just those programs alone, sir. He said, many of us, we took our eyes up there. That is what the gospel does. The gospel brings development. The light of the gospel brings development. The option is to make the unction work with speed. Number one, who imparts the unction matters. Who imparts it matters. Elisha was a carrier of a generational grace. There is no hand that is neutral. If a hand touches your hair, if the owner of the hand is empty, it collects the little oil you have. That many of you have had hands laid on your head and trouble started. I'm telling you. Someone said as soon as they consecrated him a bishop, his life scattered, ministry scattered, everything scattered. Wrong oil. Because the carrier is empty. Elisha was a generational prophet, a dispensational prophet. People say Elijah was forceful. Elijah wasn't half as forceful as Elijah. Elisha was more judgmental. He was more bloody. Elijah never killed little children. He killed Professor Bar. No, just imagine Elijah cursing Gehazi. He said, you and your generation. When I felt so, I said, that is too harsh now. What did the generation do? He said, leprosy, you. I'm sure that leprous man in Mark chapter 1 that met Jesus and said he was no, because there was no leprosy anywhere. I'm sure that man was a great grand great 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 grandson. He was from the lineage of Gehazi. Met Jesus, say, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Just say, I will. I'm not Elijah, I will. He cursed him and he was a bloody man. But he said to him, he said, anoint him. As you pour the oil on his head, take off. Who anoints you, matters? Where did he get the oil from? Say, the oil is in a box. It has been preserved. It has been preserved. If you know what rests on your head, you'll be careful. If God kept it in a box, you must keep it in a box. To box it is to preserve it. The oil that came on your head is the oil that was preserved. You can't afford to be careless. The carrier of the oil preserved the oil. I was telling somebody, I said, hands were laid on you, you're playing games. Do you know how many months and days and weeks and years of fasting you just got in 5 minutes? The anointing can be imparted by a generational prophet, but cannot be maintained by him. You maintain what you obtained. He said, take the oil in the box. Why? It was preserved. Why did Jesus put a memorial on the woman that brought that perfume? It was in an alabaster box. Preserved. It was not the quality of the perfume. It was the value of the perfume. Preserved in a box. The unction you don't value cannot give you virtue. The unction that is not preserved. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a way a man carries himself, a woman carries himself, carries herself. And you know, this is one who has a consciousness that he or she has become a reservoir. When you preserve your oil in a box, you don't speak the way others speak. You don't act the way they act. When you are preserving your oil in a box, every pastor cannot be your friend. When you are preserving the oil in a box, you don't just watch every program. You don't read every book. You must read and watch things that are in line with where you are going. You don't listen to everyone. When you preserve your oil in a box, you don't involve in fraudulent deals. When you preserve your oil in a box, you are transparent in life. When you preserve your oil in a box, you understand that as an anointed man,
man, you have become a role model. When you preserve your oil in a vase,
you live life with caution in a reservoir. I'm a reservoir. So the oil, the carrier of that unction, preserved it in a box. Say, get the box. That's where it was kept. It's the oil that has been preserved for such a time. That is why the oil was working in a hurry. Because it was preserved for long. As soon as they let it out, boom, under pressure. Nobody just happens. People have been preserved. Have you seen what the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1? It says, now Elijah. No history. Now Elijah. He has been preserved. So he just came out and began to happen. And until Elijah died, there was nothing written about everybody. It was the only, the searchlight was on him. The spotlight was on him. Why? Preserve. And in verse 3 of 1 Kings 17, he made us know, it's according to the word of the Lord, whom I, before whom I stand, I've preserved myself. Am I talking to somebody? Am I communicating? Am I communicating? So I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. What Paul was saying in literal vernacular was, I take God, beg you. I beseech you by the mercies of God. I take God, beg you, that you present your body as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. So every other service in the house of God is unreasonable when your body is not presentable. You buy a car for a pastor, it is useless when your body is not presentable. Buy a land for a church, it's useless. There are people who have used money to close pastors' eyes. And pastors don't care what they do. Just give the person money, the man start praying and follow. You don't follow somebody who you can't correct. Am I communicating now? Live life! Reserve. You know, when you have a consciousness, you are going somewhere, you live carefully. Very careful. You count your steps. Am I communicating? You count your steps. You count your step. He said, the oil was in the box. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, and Elisha told the son of the prophet, go! You shall find Jehu. Specific. Specific. You shall find. There was a direct, specific word. The oil cannot come on your head and you don't hear God. You can't be anointed and be deaf. Specific. There was a direct word. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest challenges we have today is we are in a generation where people don't hear God. He said, thou shalt hear a voice behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk in it. For the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yea, even the cedars of Lebanon. John said in John chapter 1 verse 10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice behind me. So if you must hear God, you must be in the spirit. I was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and I heard a voice behind me. I pray for you today. The era of spiritual deafness is over forever. The era of spiritual deafness is over forever. Somebody shout, it is in a hurry. Who impacts the anointing matters. It was imparted by a man who had preserved it in a box. It was imparted by a man who heard God. Am I communicating? It was imparted again by a man who knew the secrets of the inner chamber. He said, please, can I shock you? The anointing is not in the open. He didn't say anoint him in public. He said, take him. The oil is in the inner chamber. The secret of power is in the secret place. Where I live, if I come downstairs to the sitting room, it's like a news. Say, that is downstairs. Oh, you've got to be in the chamber. You've got to spend time in his presence. You are too everywhere. That is why you are nowhere. You are too everywhere. You are everywhere. You drive everywhere. Visit this one. Read this one. Visit that one. Everywhere. You are so available. You are too everywhere. Go spend time. Luke 24:49. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Somebody shout power. Shout power. Shout power. Until you be endued with power from on high. It is power from on high that gives answers on earth. Until your heaven opens, your earth does not happen. When heaven opens, then earth happens. Tarry! Can I say this to you? If it is not expensive, it's not expansive. If it's not expensive, it's not expansive. If you don't pay for it, it can't take you around the world. You've got to pay the price. When you meet great men, don't ask them their success story. Ask them their days of pain. That's the best you can. When you see a great man, ask him. Tell him. Say, please tell me your pain. Where you are coming from. Tell me your tears. Every great man has got secret tears. Am I communicating? Every great man has got secret tears. You can't understand. You can't understand. Oh boy. Every great man has got secret tears. There are times I've had to cry on Saturday and preach on Sunday. Just shake myself. See, the work will go on. Have you trusted people who stabbed you? Shake yourself. Say, the work has to go on. Say, the work has to go on. I am surprised when people are faithful. It shocks me when I see faithful people, because I've seen a lot of unfaithful people. So when I see faithful people, it shocks me. Whoa. So somebody can be sincere. You don't understand. You don't understand. My skin has become thick. Very thick. Why? I never knew those experiences were ordained by God to strengthen me. Am I talking to somebody here? If you can't go through it, God won't bring it your way. Because you knew. Say, no temptation is common to man. Say, but God. He said, no temptation has seized you, rather, except that which is common to man. He said, but God, in that temptation, we provide a way of escape. So now people are wondering, how come I don't react to things? Because it is nothing that will shock me. I think one or two times, Reverend Kingsley or Reverend John have called me, say, if you know this person just did this. It just happened now. I said, oh, really? Okay. How are you? Are you okay? Are you fine? I don't even talk about that. It's like you didn't hear what I said. I mean this. I said, yeah, I heard you. But are you fine? Are you okay? So, yeah, I said, okay. So take care of yourself, girl. Take care of your family. It's part of life. It means nothing. Don't let people break your heart. Keep it. Don't let it. Hold the heart. God, John 41, let not your heart trouble. I've had pastors tell me, sir, it's like I want to step down from the ministry in the next 2 months. I say, step down now. 2 months is too far. Step down now. How can you be on your, you are praying for somebody to leave and the person tell you he wants to leave? Won't you help him share the grace? Step down now. Don't let people break your heart as a minister. I've learned a lot. Some of us, we give people more than what they deserve. Drop people to your house, your wife will cook for them. For what? Cook for them. These are things we don't know if we are helping them. But you are killing yourself. You can destroy human being value what is hard. It's the truth. Human being value what is hard. They value what is scarce. So when they break your heart because you permitted them, you gave them the heart. So somebody said, Apostle, people are driving me crazy. I said, because you gave them the car keys. They are driving you crazy because you gave them the car keys. Take the car keys from them. They won't drive you crazy. So these things happen because God wants to teach you a dimension of ministry. And I'm talking to pastors today. You have to draw the line. Even if you bring the corpse, dead man to my gate in my house, I won't pray. My house is where I stay. It's a house, it's not a church. You bring a corpse to my house, I will say, take the corpse to the church. Draw the line. The Bible says Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew men. Even his disciples. Sometimes Jesus will sneak, they wouldn't know where he went to. His disciples. The Bible says sneak to pray. He didn't say they followed, say he sneak alone to pray. Why? Because even the Peter, James, and John that we thought are close to him, he still didn't trust them. We just sneak, go and pray. Why? He said he never committed himself to men because he knew men. Men are always men. Am I communicating?
There are troubles of life and challenges you have seen and hardships you have seen because
we did not connect ourselves to the inner chamber. I want you, after this meeting, to make up your mind. Whatever cannot drive you to the closet, whatever cannot push you into his presence, whatever cannot make you addicted into his presence. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot stay around God and not manifest God. Do you know when you sit around the man who is a smoker, when you sit around him for 1 hour, the fumes of the cigarette will rub off on you. And if you step out, people may think you have been smoking. Am I communicating? Books, seminars cannot take the place of indoor prayers. Seminars, books, materials can never be a substitute. Motivational talk cannot be a substitute for prayer. Most motivational speakers are stranded looking for pulpit to get expression. Their works are stranded. They have great delivery in public but come to their work because your work is your what? Your work is your what? You can have a loud mouth when your work on ground is not solid. Then what you are talking about is a rumor. It's not a truth, it's a rumor. Because the truth is what has worked for you. Why? Because most motivational speakers do not line up the study of the word to the addiction to the closet. Am I talking to somebody here? So the addiction. One of the greatest men, one of the great men of God in this country. In those days, he's the son of the Archbishop. He used to come to preach for the Archbishop. Then, I used to watch them when they are praying. He's praying on 3-piece suits and you will see sweat. Sweat. But today, some young ministers only see the jet. Only see the plane. Don't remember the time of prayer. The time. One time I was talking to the bishop and I was cleaning his shoe. And he said that yesterday, before he came all the way from the north, before he came for the program, that he prayed for 18 hours. But today, all most of you pick it that it's the word. It's the word. It's the word after prayer. Inner chamber. Am I communicating?
people just run. Say, Papa, impart in public. Go and pray.
Young man ran out, he had his shoe. Say, Papa, I'm showing my shoe to tap. I'm showing my shoe. I said, you are wasting the shoe. Go and pray. Go into the closet. Say, take him. Anoint him in the inner chamber. So the secret of power is in the secret place. So when they were praying for Peter, they locked the door. They were in the inner chamber, gathered themselves, and they began to pray. I came to release the appetite for his presence. I came to release the baptism for his presence. I came to release the unction that will make you a man who will spend time with God. I came to release an unction that will make you a man who will spend time with Jehovah.
Who imparts the anointing? Number two, who is anointed matters. Who imparts the anointing matters. And who is anointed? Now, get what he said. He said, son of the prophet, when you get there, look out. He said, look out. Meaning it was an open church. But only one person was strategically positioned. He said, when you get there, look out. When he says look out, you see many people. When you look out, you don't just see one person, you see several people. There is only one person who was, because he was strategically positioned. Who is anointed matters. Who is anointed? The first thing I saw, he said, please, this is very important. He said, you will find Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. Study that lineage. They were lineage that had worked with God. Meaning for the anointing to work, Jehu Shepherd was the father of Jehu. Meaning the anointing works on those whose foundation have been sorted out. Sort out your foundation. Now that's not even what I want to share. Let me say this to us. God told me something today. He said, a lot of people are praying against foundational backgrounds. Foundation. Not knowing you, how you live, is a foundation to your children. How you live your life. Oh, your father did this, your mother did this. What are you doing? Because if you're not careful, if you live anyhow, very soon your children will start praying about you too. You didn't hear what I said? So stop praying. So stop. Leave your parents alone. You create a new foundation. Create a new one. How do you live? Why do I sow seeds like a madman? Give like as if money has lost value. Because I'm creating another foundation. A new one. In Christ. And it's that one I lay in Christ that will stand. For no other foundation can any man lay except that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Stop complaining about your father's foundation. Lay your foundation. When you pray at night in vigil and you fast and pray, you spend 5-6 hours in prayer, you are laying a new foundation for your son and your daughter. Maybe your brother didn't pray. Maybe your father didn't pray. Maybe your grandfather didn't pray. You can stand as a child of Elder and begin to create a new foundation. Am I communicating? Stop blaming the foundation that was not properly laid. Lay your own. Lay your foundation. When you sow a seed, you are not sowing a seed just for the fun of it. You are raising a new altar to swallow up the previous altars. When you sow a seed, that's why I tell people, lay your foundation. Am I communicating? Lay your own. In the place of prayer, the place of fasting, the place of how you live your life before your children. Your parents or your grandparents had marital issues and blah. That's not an excuse. Make sure you don't repeat it. How do you handle it? How do you raise up your kids? Do you know children never forget images? no matter what you say, they believe in pictures. When a child walks into the house and sees the father and the mother exchanging words, it stays. They were interviewing, I was watching a program on TV. They were interviewing people and asking them what they remember about their late parents. 90% of what they said were pictures. There was a time I saw my mom and dad. There was a time I saw my dad. There was a time I saw my mom. I said, why is it the saw? Saw, not said. Because they believe more pictures. Pictures. When the house is not, that's why I said you must correct it. You know what runs in your family. I don't understand what's going on. You know your family, everybody's a drunkard. And you make friends deliberately now with drunkards. And you are complaining about foundation. You are a bricklayer on that foundation. I was talking to a young man, and a young man came to me. He said, I don't know what's happening to my life. And I began to ask him a question. I said, how many wives does your father have? He said, very few. Six. I said, okay. I said, what's your problem now? He said, I don't know. People will promise me, and they will help me. And I said, let's pray. I held his hand. The Holy Spirit told me what was happening. I said, it's not true. When people promise you, about 2, 3, 4 days before they come, Satan will program immorality into your life. By the time you do it, you miss. He says, sir, that's true. He said, all these women are disturbing me. And he was saying it with pride. He said, they are disturbing me. I was looking at him. I said, you, like this. He said, yes, so. Yes, they worry me. They worry me. I don't. I said, they worry you. Say yes. I said, have you looked at the mirror? Should I describe your face? He says, I don't understand. I said, sit down. Look at me. The way an artist would draw, let me describe your nose first. Then your ear, and I'll describe your head. When I finish describing him, he says, is that really how I look? I say, yes. I'm even trying to be a man of God by not being judgmental, because you look worse than that. He said, why are they disturbing me? I say, it's your future that they are chasing. How can a man be arrogant that women are disturbing? You have marine spirit. Is enough. You are, Bible says that findeth a wife. It's not women that should find you. When they are chasing your life, there is something they have seen. Don't be arrogant about it. So you are a movie star, or you are an entertainment person, and people are on your case. You are possessed. When they finish with you, when you grow old, your eye will clear. You are proud about it. You are a musician, you say they are just coming. No, you are nothing. There is something that attracts them to destroy. Am I communicating? That's what you don't understand. I walked into an aircraft one time and I saw some people came, they knelt down. Our prophet. So I turned to a pastor with my sister, see them, killers. So don't answer them. Just be pretending as if, hey, well done. Hey, bless you. I say, killers. Killer, God bless you. God bless you. Hey, how are you? God bless you. Thank you. Man. Hey, oh. The day a president leaves office, only the wise know. All those who were around him. A man in government told me, left office. He said, 2 weeks later, nobody called him. I mean, not even his own family members. He was the one now calling them to greet them. Now they check me again. Hey, brother, where don't know? Well done, brother. Am I talking to somebody here? Please get that understanding. Handle it. Tell somebody, handle it. Say, handle it. And if you study your Bible, you discover after Jehu was anointed, his brethren came and asked him. They said, what did that fellow come and tell you? You know what he said? He said, don't mind the man. You know he talks anyhow. He said, don't mind him. You know, the fellow, he has a way of talking. Forget, nothing, this is anything. I was saying, now pressure him. The oil must work on you. Be wise. Close your mouth. Look at your Joseph was announcing his dream before he understood them.
But when he got into Egypt, he closed his mouth.
You are planning to buy land. Your mother is already aware. You are planning to buy land. You've not even bought it. Your brother, your sister is aware. What your wife does not know, all your family members know. You are trying to be a good son in an old age. You see many mommy's boy who are 52. 52-year-old boy.
Bum boy.
Mommy, I'm buying land. It's between me and you. Don't tell anybody. Mommy, the wife is not aware. What nonsense. What nonsense is that? What nonsense? What nonsense? Let me warn you as my wife. I love you as my wife, but this is where it ends. Anybody that comes between me and my mother, I deal with that person. Anybody that comes between me and my mommy. And when the mother comes to the house, the mother called him the name they used to call him when he was small. Chooks. See? The young man is 49. The mom still call him Junior, 49. He said, Junior, he not run with boxers. Yes, mommy. Bum boy. Am I communicating? A man and his wife here talking to me, and I didn't know that some of the things the man was to do, the wife was not aware. I don't understand why men are so private from their wife. The level of distance I see between husbands and wife amazes me. See distance. They live inside the same room like housemates. There's this distance. They don't talk. They don't fellowship. They don't relate. It looks strange. Only time your food is ready. Where's my food? Your food is ready. Where's my food? Your food is ready. Where's my food? Then the night, open. That's all. Your food is ready. Where's my food? At night, open, close. Your food is ready. Where's my food? That's all. Bum boy. The children are watching. That is why children grow up and become hirelings. You know the late what's it called? The late Anikula Fela. The father was an Anglican priest. Hey, pastor! And yet they call the man today the greatest Afrobeat legend. What was his award? Wearing pants. Am I communicating? Now I'm trying to let you know that because they were not examples. Not examples. There was a particular young boy. I'm even sharing what I'm supposed to share with the couples tomorrow. A particular young boy. A pastor's wife said this story. She said there was one of their sons who was so stubborn. They were geo, miracles were happening. This boy refused to repent. Four children. When they are preaching in the church, they hear that their son is fighting. He has broken somebody's head outside. They will pray. The boy refused to repent. One day, he now finally repented. They were not happy. He now preached to his younger ones. They too now repented. So one day, he now called his parents. I want to talk to you. He said, Daddy, you are a problem to us. The father said, what? He said, you. When we are doing money altar, all your message, it is us. You are cursing us. You are abusing us. Mommy, you are the bigger problem. As we are doing money altar and we just close our eyes to sleep small, we hear correct slap. Oh! Come on, open your eye and pray. The Jesus you force on children, they will grow up to hate him. The Jesus you force. You say you never love us. You don't care when we wake up except morning devotion. Normal day, you don't come to look out for us. No care. No love. See, that is why I say, this is your Jesus. I won't know him. He said, but now, the parents started. Jesus. 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 Am I communicating? Why? The Jesus you force on children, they will grow up to hate him. But when you show them love, you love them, they will love what you love. Am I communicating? God will give you unction. But God will not tell you how to use it. You can use it against him. You can use it for him. That is where the place of wisdom comes. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is the principal. Prayer is a vice principal. Wisdom is the principal thing in all thy getting. Get wisdom. The greatest problem of the anointed is they lack the place of wisdom. Am I communicating? Number three, and then I'll pray. The oil works in the hurry because it's a judgmental oil. Tell somebody, judgmental oil. It's a no mercy oil. Am I talking to somebody? If you study your Bible down from verse 15 to 23 of that same verse, the Bible says a man called Joram, he was nursing an injury. He had just escaped from a major battle. So he ran. He was nursing an injury in a cave. And Jehu heard that he was in the cave. Jehu went to meet him with his injury. The Bible says he drew a bow. Oh boy, you don't understand. This is a man standing before him. All he would take is to pierce the bull and kill him. Am I correct? The man was standing before him and he drew it with all his strength. Look at the man here. He drew the bow with all his strength. Pump! And the Bible said the arrow pierced the man's heart, ripped it open, came out from behind. Any man who wants to operate in the realm of judgment needs energy. It's a no mercy oil. I speak to you today. Under this unction that works in the hurry, anyone who is a Joram to your life, I decree no mercy for them. Anyone who has become an issue to you, I decree no mercy for them. Anyone who has become a confrontation, I decree no mercy for them. In verse 27, he killed Ahaziah. That's him chapter. In verse 33, he killed Jezebel. Jehu just went around killing till he died. The unction was a judgmental unction. Can I say this to you? The casualties you will record in the next 3 days will be more than the casualties you have recorded since you were born. The casualties you will record in the next 3 days will be more than the casualties you have ever recorded since you were born. But the anointing of God that is about to hit you today, by the power of God that is about to come your way, by the force of grace that you are about to contact today, I say strong men will submit. Strong men will go down. Strong men will be swallowed up. Strong men will be swallowed up. I said they will be swallowed up. That is what God said to me tonight. He says a judgmental night. Many of you hearing the sound of my voice, those who have drawn a line that nobody goes beyond it, those who have set a standard or kept a barrier that no one goes beyond it, today that barrier break by fire.
Amen.
I say it breaks by fire.
Amen.
It breaks by fire.
Amen.
Some years ago, I was driving a Mercedes 190. Years ago, padded 190. And I was getting close to Ring Road. And I saw a madman. Around him, God opened my eyes. I saw white men around him. God opened my eyes. I saw thrones around him. And I said, God, what is this? He said, this is what he's supposed to have been by now. He said, but they diverted. So I parked. And he was walking. I started walking towards him. He looked back. He increased his steps. So I increased my step. He started running. I started running after him. He started running. Madman became normal. He knew somebody was chasing him. He started running. So while he was running, some people were greeting me, Pastor, Pastor, what happened? Native. They didn't even know I was chasing him. They started pursuing him. So he turned. He saw normal men pursuing him. He increased his step. We chased him from Ring Road. We entered Airport Road. He was still running. We were chasing him. He was looking back. He was shouting. Finally, those in front, they spread their hands. Thief, thief. I said, not be thief. I said, wait, I said, hold on. Not be thief, but hold on. As he held him, I laid my hands. Put it on the high gear. Put my hands on his head. I was in the UK. What month was I in the UK? What month? September. I came down. I saw a young man with a white girl and a little baby. September. By the car. And he looked at me and said, you don't remember me? I said, no, I don't remember. I was trying to escape. I entered the car. He said, don't move. I've told my wife about you. He said, 2001 in the Ring Road. You laid hands on my head. I say, I remember you. You're wearing pants and say, yes, sir. What are you doing here? He said, I own a finance house. Why? Because somebody died for him to rise.
Oh.
I prophesy upon you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Who tempered with your star, they shall go down. They shall go down. A woman ran to a man of God. Ran to a man of God. And said, man of God, help. I know where the problem of this family is coming from. He said, the husband gathered children, cooked in the house, and gathered children. And one of them touched him as they were eating and took his star. Say, man of God, that is not what is making me angry. I'm just coming from the market. I saw Chukudi is now a butcher killing meat in the market. Why? Because his star, somebody touched something, somebody tempered with something. Today, I'm not saying they will repent. They die by force.
Amen.
They die by force.
Amen.
They die by force.
Amen.
Wherever you are, either in this ground or hearing the sound of my voice, it doesn't matter who is the strong man or the strong woman around you. There is a sure word of prophecy. They expire now. 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 Stand up. Rise up on your feet in the name of God. Rise up. We are going to pray.
Nous allons prier.
Just one prayer.
Juste un seul prière. Une prière jugementale.
After this prayer,
après cette prière,
miracle money will start manifesting.
Les miracles, l'argent vont se manifester.
God told me tonight is a night for miracle money.
Il m'a dit que cette nuit c'est la nuit d'argent
miracle. The people that will get alerts in their phones.
Les personnes qui vont les aller dans les phones.
You are going to see it happen now.
Devront se produire.
All the strong men and strong women.
Tous les hommes forts, les hommes
forts. Lift up your right hand of fire. C'est my father, my maker.
Qui mon père, mon créateur, ne levant ta main.
All the Jorams.
Tous les Jorams.
All the Azias.
Tous les Azias.
All the
Azias.
All the Jezebels.
All the Jezebels.
By this unction I've received.
By this unction I've received.
Kill them in a hurry.
Kill them in a hurry.
Open your mouth and pray. Kukratia Tiaba.
They are dead.
Ils sont tous morts.
I said they are dead.
Rhyme.
They are dead.
Rhyme.
Tonight.
En sa nuit.
Ma soule grata brata gage. By the fire of God here.
Par le feu de Dieu ici.
The one that has been behind that late marriage.
Celui qui était derrière sur ta mariage.
That frustration and confusion in your home.
Confusion,
that battle in your finances.
Ne tombe pas dans tes finances.
They are dead.
Time.
Look at what he said. They said,
arise.
Lève-toi. He said, take the young child.
Prends le petit enfant.
And return to Egypt. Egypt.
Et rentre en Égypte.
To Israel.
And he said, right?
Because they are dead that seek the young child's life.
Tous ceux qui en voulaient sa mort
they
sont
are
morts.
Dead that seek your life.
En voulaient sont morts.
I said they are dead that seek your life.
Tous ceux qui en voulaient ta vie sont morts.
They are dead that seek your life.
Tous ceux qui en voulaient ta vie sont morts.
They are dead that seek your life.
Tous ceux qui en voulaient ta vie sont morts.
Oh Rabashata Laba. Mikosopra Labaras. Who is Jude? Okuobodo, something Okuobodo.
Okuobodo.
What's your name?
I've
been made more than conquerors. What's your name? Jude what? Clap for Jesus.
Clamez pour le Seigneur.
I've been made
victorious through the blood of Jesus.
Are you married?
Êtes-vous marié?
God has decided to hear the prayer of you and your wife.
Il a décidé de faire
ton épouse.
Mama, come.
Mama, come.
Son épouse vient.
I'm seeing problem with children.
Yes, enfants, sir. Hein?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your time has come.
Amen. Amen.
This is your year.
Ton année.
That's not what I see.
Parce que j'ai vu.
I saw something in the realm of the spirit.
J'ai vu quelque chose dans le spirit. Hein?
Thank God you are here because God is preserving you.
Merci le Seigneur parce qu'il t'a préservé.
Yes, sir.
There's a preservation.
Yes, sir.
Something is happening.
Yes, sir. Right now.
As I'm talking to you now, something is going on.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's true, sir.
They are after you.
Yes, sir.
Some come for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you discuss with me or
no,
anybody?
Sir. No,
did
sir.
Did you tell anybody?
No, sir. That is what is happening, sir.
I'm just seeing now that they are after you now.
Yes, sir.
There is a group.
Young group.
That they've sent against you.
Yes.
Have you seen them trace you to church?
Yes, sir. They've done that severally.
Let me, can I explain?
Yes, sir.
I get a place now.
Yes, sir.
Japan.
Yes, sir.
I enter a place like Delta.
Yes, sir.
Wait, I enter a place like Delta.
Yes, sir.
I get to Kwale.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Look at a place. That behind, there is a transport company.
Yes, sir.
Like Delta Line.
Delta Line, yes, sir.
Delta Line.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a street.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing something like
Umusadege. Yes, sir.
Then you move over to the street your church is.
Yes,
like
sir.
Udiaka.
Yes, Udiaka. Udaka.
Number one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Now, I began to see that in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
How can people trace a man to church to want to kill him? This is somebody. I want to pray.
Je prie.
Somebody even used a phone to snap your signboard.
Quelqu'un a filmé ton plaque avec son téléphone.
And forwarded it to somebody's phone. Now when you get to that place, this is the signboard.
Il a transféré quelqu'un.
There's something like pillar of grace.
Place of grace. Place of grace.
Hallelujah.
I saw it open.
Il est ouvert.
And your wife.
Ton épouse.
Something happened to you.
Qu'est-ce qui se produit avec elle?
Your blood pressure is high.
Attention, man.
Because you are living in fear.
Tu vis dans la peur.
Yes, sir.
You know you are the target.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
La cible.
Yes, sir.
But because Nashi married you,
She's now sharing as you are here. This unction will work in a hurry. You will get a phone call.
Vous recevez un appel?
Is your phone with you? Is your phone with you? Is it on?
Yes, sir.
Is it on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just hold it.
Leave it on. Phone ouvert. Hallelujah.
Somebody said the unction is in the hurry. You will get message now. Because angels, no, be very alert with your phone. Be conscious. Because angels are already fighting the battle.
Parce que les anges sont en train de
fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise, oh, and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise, oh, and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise, oh, and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost arise, oh, and fight my battle. Just come. It was a very strategic time to shout. Now I just felt an anointing, and that's what she shouted out. I just felt an anointing. Who is she dragging out? Don't worry, let them come. Be careful, be careful. Is he blind? Be careful. I just felt an anointing, and that's the period the woman screamed. You see why it's good to be very sensitive. Don't just start shouting anyhow. Elabakana Oloto Zilalia Parashia Undelekrasa Teliba Kotiatia Malaya Stella. What's your name?
Stella, sir. Stella, sir.
Stella. Elebua Mpi Mpi.
Yes, sir.
Mpi.
Yes, sir.
Frambo.
Yes, sir.
What's
yes, sir.
Your name?
Mpi Frambo.
Mpi
Frambo.
Jesus. Abakatia Lasha. Massacre. You saw me your dream. It is your time.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. You have been blind for how long?
15 years!
I'm asking him, sir. You have been blind for how long?
For 15 years!
I can see what happened. I'm seeing this man as a fashion designer.
Yes, sir.
What
yes,
do you do?
I'm a tailor.
Let me tell you what happened to you. There was a man that used to make clothes. He was making his clothes in a man's place. in Boya.
À Boya.
And they were making his clothes there.
Il cousait ses habits là-bas.
And there was an issue.
Il y avait un problème.
So he now took his clothes from there and now brought his clothes to you to be making.
Et il a amené ses habits vers vous.
The man who was making his clothes before got angry.
Son ancien tailleur s'est fâché.
And now traced you to your shop.
Il a suivi.
He dropped a charm by the door of your store.
Il a mis un
because as soon as you open your store, you became blind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are right, sir.
As soon as you open your store, everywhere became dark.
Yes,
that, from that day till now, you have been blind.
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus.
Yes.
You can't see anything till now. Because a man said you carried his customers.
Quelqu'un dit que tu as pris ses clients.
In the words of God, there is power.
In the name of Jesus, every means of
ta vie.
Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Jésus Christ te guérit.
Eyes open.
Que ses yeux s'ouvrent.
Open.
Que ses yeux s'ouvrent.
Yeah.
God.
15 years blindness has disappeared.
Let me say this to you. The person that dropped that thing, the blindness has gone back there.
Amen.
He that diggeth a pit shall fall into the pit. Any pit dog for you, the diggers of the pit enter their own pit. The diggers of the pit enter their pit. Oh, Naraba Singelebo, Makaso Parara Taya. Blessed be the Lord. Please, if your name is Vivian, let me see you. If your name is Vivian, like Okoro, Okoro, Okoro. Okoro, Okoro. Okoro. Where's the person? What's her name? Yahoo. Okoro. Better come. What's her name? Usher, take care of those people. Merci, Prokotos. Father, we thank you. Oh, Magabagaba. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands up. There is power here.
De la puissance de Dieu ici.
Every tree that my father has not planted.
Tout ce que mon père n'a pas semé, planté.
You take that prayer loud and clear. Say, Father.
Father.
Every tree not planted by you.
Every tree not planted by you.
Be your protest.
Be your protest.
Open your mouth and fire prayer.
Every tree not planted by you be uprooted. Yamwondele shakata.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Get out of her. Get out of her. Someone say your marriage is shaking. Your marriage is shaking. Because you've been married and there's an issue about children. Look at what? Look at what? There's somebody here. 9 years.
Never
you.
De mariage.
Stand up. You are pointing somebody else and God said, no, it's not that one, it's a different one. How are you, sir? Your time has come. God has decided to wipe your tears away. Jesus Christ.
Monseigneur Jésus.
Sir.
Monsieur.
The Abiono man. Where's your wife?
But ton épouse.
She didn't come.
Elle n'est pas venue.
There's a problem.
Mais il y a un problème.
I said there's a problem.
Il dit qu'il y a un problème.
It's like a curse.
C'est comme une malédiction.
You want to pray because God has decided that this year is your year. Both of you are believing God.
Yes, sir.
Vous attendez le Dieu.
Long time be married.
Yes, sir.
And now you are believing God. This woman behind you, Reverend Kay, let her come. Lady, come. Come. This is your season.
C'est votre saison.
God said I should tell you, he has remembered you.
You
have waited.
Vous avez attendu.
How long have you been waiting?
Et combien d'années?
How long have you been waiting?
Go outside if you are not ready to talk. Wait. Where is that man? I want to pray with you now. Your wife is crying. She's crying.
Yes, sir.
Now, when there's a problem with fruitfulness, most times they blame the woman. This time it's the woman and the man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's not just your wife. Even you need healing in your body.
Look
at what the doctor said. But Jesus says, today is your day. Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
You are free.
Vous êtes libéré.
Come. Tomorrow morning.
Demain matin.
Don't eat till 2.
Vous me suivez,
just be thanking God.
Passez la journée à remercier le Seigneur.
God said you will not hear a bad news from America.
Dieu dit qu'on ne réussira pas.
Who is in America?
First, my senior daughter.
Yeah. Your senior daughter.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Where is your husband? Where is your husband? Sir, there is a condition I want to pray against in your body.
Que je prie pour ça?
Are you hearing me? There's a condition in your body now.
Maintenant.
And that's going to a point where you cannot even control it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You can't even control it.
Vous pouvez me le contrôler.
God wants to heal you.
Je vous guéris.
God wants to heal you.
Je vous guéris.
God, young man, come. God wants to heal you.
Je veux te guérir, monsieur.
And God said I should tell you, don't bother about the issue of your family.
Vous inquiétez
it ends
pas
now. Sir, there was a problem, there was a land problem.
Terrain.
Are you hearing me, sir? There was a land problem. And please, you have got to be very careful of bid.
Faites attention.
You know what I mean by bid? Title.
Du titre.
It has put problem. When there is title. I'm seeing it. And I'm seeing bid in
dire.
Your hands. I'm
dire.
Asking God, what does this mean? God's title problem. Your time has come. Your time has come. Jesus.
Nom de Jesus.
Wait for me. Thank you, Father.
Merci, Père.
Oh. Awesome God. Lo Rabba Shinda Rabba. Broko so parad basa. Iregi basa. Wait now. My hands are calm. Pray against low sperm count. You have low sperm count. Doctor said your sperm count is very low.
Yes, sir.
Do you want God to visit you?
Yes, sir.
Before you got married, something happened. The person you are married to now is not the person you wanted to marry. Yes. I'll tell you the truth. I saw somebody wearing a uniform. Military uniform.
Yes, sir.
And something came up. And the person got angry and they pronounced a curse. And you have been in it. Next year now will be the 7th year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what? 7 years.
Yes, sir.
Next year.
Yes, sir.
That you've been waiting.
Yes, sir.
So this year is how many years?
It's the 60.
Wait for me outside. In the name of Jesus. Did I do wrong by coming inside? Please. 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 Ma, can I pray with you? How come everybody has left you? Everybody has abandoned you. Everybody has abandoned
tout le monde vous a abandonné.
Can you understand? Who came with this mama? If you are talking much, I will not be able to talk to you. So just allow me. I say everyone has abandoned you. Come out and let me talk to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jesus.
Who is lucky?
S'appelle qui?
Who is lucky?
S'appelle qui?
Who is lucky?
S'appelle en qui?
Who is lucky?
Qui est son nom?
Shh. I saw somebody from Obiaroko.
J'aime quelqu'un de Obiaroko.
Hein? For you. Obiaruko. Come.
Venez.
Can I pray with you?
Et pour vous?
Hein?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand.
Lève les deux mains.
Yes. Hey, hey, hey. Don't do what I didn't ask you. Shh. Thank you, my father.
Merci, mon père.
Thank you, my father.
Merci, mon père.
Who is Lovett?
She's my wife.
Lovett.
Yes, sir.
Morabasi kaladeya. Brokos dorobos.
She's my wife.
Woman,
femme,
God is going to fight for you. God will fight for you.
Amen.
I saw something in the spirit. I saw a gift that was given to you in marriage. Somebody took that gift to the market and did something before giving you the gift. I know you took the gift. It's the woman. You were the one that took the gift. All you did was to touch the gift. And the gift was programmed to work at a certain time. And it has gotten to the time now.
Le temps est arrivé.
And for months,
des mois,
the gift has been working on your menstrual period. Now, look at me. It's abnormal. You don't understand your period.
Yes, sir.
The kind of things you have seen is strange.
Yes, sir.
Come.
Yes, sir.
There is a man here who the enemy... No, shh. If you don't keep quiet, I will not... See, even if you shout Papa the next year, I won't attend to you until the Holy Ghost tells me. So just see where you are. I saw a man whom the enemy tampered with his kidney. He's there, that place. Is it the one? Bring him. Come and sing that song. Sing that song. Is that bass, tenor, alto, soprano? Or is it alto bass? The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen.
The most excellency is Jesus.
I saw an operation.
Vu tout.
Are you hearing me? I saw an operation that was done.
L'opération.
An affliction will not rise up a second time.
L'affliction ne revient pas la deuxième fois.
An And also God wants you to pray concerning your finances.
Je veux que tu peux apporter finances.
I saw debt.
Tu veux la dette?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I saw debt.
Tu veux la dette?
That will be handled.
Tu dois être...
And I saw doors.
Je veux les portes aussi.
I saw debt that will be handled. And I saw doors that would be open.
Amen.
Wait for me outside. Wait for me. Sophie, wait for me outside. Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jesus.
Please, sir, come. There was an accident. You are looking at the Bible. I'm talking to you. There was an accident you had. There was an accident you had.
Yes, sir.
People
yes, sir.
Died.
Yes, sir.
It's an accident that was planned to terminate you.
Yes, sir.
As you are standing there, I saw them using axe to tear a car.
That was in the last fire night. As I was coming, I slept in the steering.
How did I know? Now, please, affliction will not rise the second time.
Yeah.
Because I saw them using axe to tear a car.
On that day.
Twice on that day.
When I was coming to the fire night, I slept on steering. When I was going, I slept on steering. I opened my eyes and made a trailer.
You said?
I open my eye and see a trailer on the highway, block the road.
Come. He that diggeth a pit,
celui qui creuse le trou,
shall fall into it.
Va tomber dans ce puits.
Come here. Bro, Rabasha, where's your wife? Come. Kilo, brother, Basanda, yaha. Lift your hands and just worship Jesus
Christ. Élevez les mains et remerciez le Seigneur, adorez-le.
Holy Father. Ibu chuko nye di ma.
Hallelujah.
Ibu chuko nye di ke. Ibu alfa nando me gamo. Onye buro mi kazi. Malite magudu. Yakam jinasi.
Ibu chuko.
Kewo
ibu ye kebu. Ibu ye kebu. Ibu alfa. Chimne, chimne, oyo, yo chimne.
Bozwaka.
Chimne, chimne, oyo, yo chimne.
That's the reason I want to pray with you.
Avant de prier pour vous.
Because of her name. That's why I want to pray with you.
Je prie pour Cordel.
Something happened.
Quelque chose est produit.
On a particular month.
Un mois particulier.
Of February.
En février.
On the 28th.
Le 28.
We got married on the 28th of February.
Vu le mariage.
Jehovah says,
Jehovah me dit,
I should announce to you.
Je vous dis,
Your fruitfulness.
Que votre fertilité
has come.
Est venue.
Why am I seeing so many issues of children tonight? If you are believing God for a child, carry it now.
Si vous attendez les enfants, concevez ces enfants maintenant.
Don't answer amen if you are true with childbirth.
Ne dites pas oui, amen, si vous ne voulez plus les enfants.
And I mentioned that name, that you kept quiet. Me, I don't answer amen to that prayer again. No. I think only Sam made that mistake before. You didn't know where you said amen, and that period did you enter. You manifest that time. Don't answer. You can answer amen for your member. By the time you say amen, you say my members. But if you know you are true with childbirth, so that you don't give birth to a football team. But if you know you believe God for one, carry in Jesus' name.
Portez, concevez ces enfants au nom de Jésus.
For those of you who are looking for it for yourself, receive it in Jesus' name.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I pray for you. Sir,
je prie pour vous.
You are a child of God.
Vous êtes un enfant de Dieu.
The hand of God will manifest for you.
Amen. Manifester dans vos vies.
I saw a commission. I saw a commission.
J'ai vu une commission.
But I saw a commission.
It's j'ai vu like une commission.
A ministry.
Une mission, un ministère.
You are struggling.
It's true, sir.
You don't go beyond the number. You are in the never part of your. In fact, if I enter then, the highest number is 72, 75.
It's true, sir.
You have not crossed 72, 75.
It's true, sir.
72, 75. Come to 50-something, 60-something.
It's true, sir.
Something, but highest 75.
It's true, sir.
Today, that embargo is lifted.
It's reduced, the embargo and leaving.
Whatever makes your attendance not to cross a particular number, it is lifted in the name of Jesus. It is lifted in the name of Jesus. It is lifted in the name of Jesus.
It is lifted in the name of Jesus.
I pray for you, sir.
Je prie pour vous, monsieur.
I began to see a chicken.
Comment ça va, une poule?
Like they put something like a lead on top that it will not be able to jump beyond that lead. So anytime it tries to jump, it will hit the lead on top. The lead is lifted in Jesus. The lead is lifted.
Le blocage enlevé.
I'm seeing you in Canada.
Je vous vois au Canada.
I'm seeing you in Canada.
Je vous vois au Canada.
I just saw you in Canada. I'm seeing you.
Je vous vois.
I'm not seeing you in London.
Pas à Londres.
I'm not seeing you in America. I don't
know. Aux États-Unis.
I'm seeing you in Canada.
Au Canada.
One friend.
Un ami.
Will change your story.
Amen.
Two places. The first time you go, you come.
When you pass.
Second time you go, stay for a while, you come. Toronto,
Alberta.
And what God is going to do by the mystery of that, He's going to take the level, the dimension of ministry that you are seeing now is a phase. It's not your full ministry. It's a phase. This is not your full ministry.
But
by reason of that trip to Canada,
ce voyage,
this is somebody that loves ministry. But by reason of that move,
ce voyage que vous allez effectuer en
God
Canada,
will usher you to the next phase of ministry. God just told me something. He said, I should tell you to let your wife do what she wants to do. Just told me, say, let your wife do what she wants to do.
Ton épouse fasse tout ce qu'elle veut faire.
Whatever she wants to do, tell her, no problem.
Laissez-la.
He said, this woman, say, no problem. This woman, no problem. Because there is divine wisdom in her.
Parce qu'une sagesse divine sur elle.
Malabaka shata la bodos. Liko sofrata la baka yalasha. Masiko, please. Take him off. The enemy is waiting for you in marriage. I saw something just now.
L'ennemi vous attend mariage.
I saw. Can you wait, sir?
Est-ce que vous attendez?
If I'm speaking a word, you know them.
Si je déclare une parole.
You do. If I'm speaking a word for one person, and I'm speaking a word of fruitfulness, key into it. We have seen situations where one person was being spoken to, and the other person saying amen took in that month before the person that was. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You are talking to somebody, someone is saying amen, and that one took in that month, and the one you prophesied on took in 2 months later. Meaning that one grabbed the prophecy that even the one. Carry your own testimony. I saw God putting a hand on your shoulder. And what he was saying was, wait. I saw God putting a hand on your shoulder. And what he was saying was, wait.
Wait.
It's a trap. I'm seeing a trap in front of you. He said, wait. I'll see you privately. Thank you, my father. You're too what? Put the mic in her mouth.
They are mad now.
They are insane. May their mind be restored to them.
Amen.
May their mind be restored to them.
Amen.
I don't know. I was seeing a man. I saw a man with Assemblies of God.
L'Assemblée de Dieu.
Cameroon.
Venant du Cameroun.
You are a reverend. Are you a servant of God? Where?
Cameroon.
Come.
Venez.
Blessed be your name.
Béni soit ton Saint.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
I speak healing anointing.
Et l'onction de guérison.
I speak emancipation.
L'émancipation.
I speak healing fire.
Le feu de guérison.
Around the nations of the earth.
Dans toutes les nations sur la terre.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
I saw a woman now who ran from the house.
J'ai vu une femme qui est partie de la maison.
Is this a house or a
maison.
Marriage? Your husband wants to use you for sacrifice.
Son mari veut l'utiliser pour le sacrifice.
Is there someone like that? For ritual. Come here.
Comme rituel.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Acclamez pour le Seigneur Jésus.
Something like that. Clap for Jesus.
Acclamez pour le Seigneur Jésus.
They have already concluded. They are waiting for your heart. The person to buy the heart is already waiting. Masakala Brahatia. Misoko Prada Shandaha. Why are you crying? I'm about to round up and I'm seeing that if they have prized the heart, the person to do. And there's an ultimatum given that if they don't bring this heart, it's an exchange for wealth. And somebody will now become suddenly rich. But you know, you didn't listen to the warning. That you have been given not to marriage.
Yes,
your own people were warning you. You even kept malice with some people because you felt you were doing the right thing. And now you are alone. You have nowhere to run to. There's
yes,
nowhere.
Sir.
You don't have anywhere because nobody wants to accept you.
Yes,
come.
Venez, madame.
If I am Hanan, I will see the reason to press Dallas. If I am honest. If I am honest,
I will see the reason to praise the Lord.
If I am honest,
I will see the reason to praise the Lord.
If I am honest,
I will see the reason to praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
New kidney. New kidney. New kidney. New kidney. New kidney. New kidney. Divine operation. New kidney. New kidney. In Jesus' name. It's free. You say your brothers are mad and insane.
These are the two people that are mad.
And they are also insane.
Only mad.
Sir?
They are mad.
They are mad.
Yes.
They are not insane. Father. Father, in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Heal them from madness and insanity.
De la folie.
Their senses are restored.
Les sens sont restaurés.
Jesus name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Lift your hands up.
Élevez les mains tout le monde.
Whoever is looking for you for a wrong purpose, they will not see you. But whoever is looking for you to favor you, may they find you. Whoever is looking for you to afflict you, they will not see you. Whoever is looking for you to cause you pain, they will not see you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
De nouveau.
Ikalabasuka labranda hada. Elebrada baha. Kaladayanda baha. Zigelebronda hada shayakanda. Ibalika sopra diadea. Whoever is looking for you for a wrong purpose, they will not see you. 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 I saw a man here that your little child, your daughter confessed to you that she carried all your money into the coven. Now, when she confessed that, you were worried. But what got you more worried was that your daughter also confessed your wife.
Elle aussi confessait ton épouse.
And that shocked you.
Ça t'a choqué?
Because you know your wife to be a prayer warrior.
Que ta femme, tu connais que ta femme t'es
combattant. Your daughter confessed your wife.
Et quand ta fille a confessé,
now you are confused.
Tu es confus maintenant.
To believe or not to believe.
De croire ou ne pas croire.
Hands are pointing at your wife, your daughter. They are pointing that they know what happened to you. They know what happened to you. Wherever the man is, come here.
Ton épouse et ton enfant.
Let's ask God what exactly is happening.
Viens demander à Dieu quoi faire.
Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Come. Let him come.
Que la personne
vive. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Béni soit le nom du Seigneur.
Morabashi keti la branda. Father, surprise this couple.
Merci pour l'enlève.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
Huh? Come. Blessed be your name.
Béni soit ton saint nom.
I speak financial encounters.
Les rencontres financières.
Father, fight a battle.
Seigneur, combat pour elle.
This is beyond what you are saying.
C'est au-dessus de ce que vous voyez, vous pensez.
Fight a battle.
Combat, c'est combat.
Fight a battle.
Combat pour elle.
Wherever Nick, please, they are reaching your name.
Partout on inscrit,
they have put you among the list of those.
Et quand t'as placé mes
parmi, pen down for attack.
Ce qu'on va attaquer.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
I take your name off that list.
J'enlève ton nom dans cette liste.
I put the name of those who wrote your name down.
Avec ceux qui veulent ta vie.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus.
Wave those hands and bless the Lord.
Balancez ces mains, bénissez le Seigneur.
Hallelujah. I want to explain something, please. If you are the one, you come. I saw somebody who did an election. The person actually won the election, but they put somebody's name. And because the person is, you are trying to fight assassins on you. They say assassins. It's like somebody who that they take what is yours. They took what is yours rather politically, and now they want to kill you on top of what they took from you. Please, hear the counsel of the Lord. Say, I should tell you. That in the next
72 hours. God is about to reverse things in your favor.
Dans 72 heures, Dieu reversera ta faveur.
God is about to reverse things in your favor.
Dieu est sur le point de reverser ta faveur.
Wave those hands to Jesus.
Agitez les mains vers le Seigneur Jésus.
Amen. Ushers, protocol. If you can start tonight, it might be okay. I'm sure there is light in the main church. We can start getting some seats into the main place tonight, if you can. Because if I tell some of you to be here as early as 6 a.m. tomorrow, you are going to scratch your head.